You're listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance.
We will be bringing you conversations with industry influencers and experts discussing a variety of topics focused on our theme, because relationships matter.
Now let's dive in.
Welcome to today's episode of the And I Quote podcast. I'm Ashley Burden, one of the co-hosts of the podcast, and I'm super excited today to be chatting with our guest, Lou Fassipani. Lou is an amazing agent who's worked with Coterie for some time, and he's the president of Commercial Lines and the owner of Blue Coat Insurance Group. So really excited to just dive into the conversation today, get to learn a little bit more about Lou and his background, and really share some insights with our audience. So welcome to the podcast, Lou. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Yeah, super excited. So really, we'll just kind of jump into the conversation. You've been in the industry about 7 years, which, depending on who you ask, in the insurance space is still a newbie or moving towards like a veteran. But tell us about your journey into the insurance industry, kind of what led you to the industry and what you were doing before. Love to hear more about that.
Well, thanks. You know, I started out in software sales in New York City back when I was right after college. And, I really liked what we were doing. But in the software industry during that time in the early kind of 2000s, there was a lot of, a lot of things going on as far as the market and a lot of the stocks being overvalued and a lot of the companies being overvalued. And that's exactly what happened at the company that I was at. Literally overnight, they were, laying off people. And I kind of found myself, out there and deciding what we're going to, what we're going to do. And, so I always kind of had that business mindset, but I did go into law enforcement, federal law enforcement, and then county law enforcement. And, that was really where I spent the majority of my career. And but again, I always had that kind of entrepreneurial spirit, even though we were in a, police organization with a paramilitary, you tell everybody what to do and when to do it type of thing. And it's very structured and, supervisors and chain of command. So, what happened was in my journey into the insurance industry was I was injured with a hearing disability, and I was off the road, out of patrol, and kind of working in Central Records, and that's when I started to think about maybe I don't want to do this anymore, and that's when I kind of started looking into insurance, and the way that I felt was it's a recession-proof industry, and I liked the entrepreneurial side of it. But obviously, I just couldn't, start an agency and just jump into it. I mean, I had to gain the knowledge. And, that's what I did. So, I kind of jumped around, got licensed independently on my own. And that's when I kind of, put my paperwork in to leave the police department. And I was just, kind of trial by fire. And I said, I'm going to do this. One day I want to, be an entrepreneur, own my own agency. But, how do I do that? So that's kind of how I did it. I just kind of threw all my eggs in one basket and just, said it's go time.
No, that's incredible. And I love, your like entrepreneurial spirit and approach to it, right? I think outside of the industry, some might not think of it that way, but it really is truly a business, to your point, very recession proof, and one that you can make your own, right? And find so many different paths once you're in the industry to grow. So I love that you mentioned that. So talk a little bit more about that, though. You mentioned starting your own agency. So what was that like? Were there any challenges? And what did it look like overcoming those challenges?
Yeah, every day is a challenge when you're in this industry, and no matter what business that you're running or an owner, because I deal with owners of businesses all day long, because the majority of the business that we're writing is commercial. So I am talking to these business owners and understanding it, and I'm growing with them, and I kind of love that relationship with them. But what I really had was a strong backing from the people that I partnered with on the police department. My business partner, Charlie Jones, Jones Securities LLC. He's just been phenomenal in supporting me, because he was on the police department and he went out and broke out on his own to be an entrepreneur, and, has found incredible success, and was, talking to him. It's like, we have the resources, we can put it together. And what we have is we have a network of people that are, you know, that we know that we can kind of, you know, say, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to help people and we're not always going to be the cheapest, you know, but mm-hmm. it's that relationship. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you want to do business with Lou, you want to do business with Charlie, you want to do business with Blue Coat Insurance Group because of who we are and because of what we stand for and our integrity and the relationships that we've established over these years. And I knew that I had that network of people behind me. So I figured, okay, you know, marketing is going to be kind of easy because, you know, we have that net and now we've already established that and are still growing our internal network. And now we're looking at plans to, you know, kind of cast out and really go to market for and, you know, bring what we can offer to the outside public, you know, because we really haven't been marketing extremely strong. It's really just been building the agency through our internal network and our relationships.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, that's really, you know, one of the things that I always say about the industry, that it is truly a relationship-based industry, and having those strong relationships will ultimately lead to, like you mentioned, like that organic growth. So with that, what would you recommend to, like, you know, someone, you know, kind of looking to tap into their network and just grow their relationships across the industry and even outside of the industry? What advice would you give?
Yeah, I mean, the advice I would give is don't expect overnight results. I mean, it's just not going to work. You could, you know, even my own family, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, they were skeptical when I first started to take their policies and bring them in, just writing their homeowners, you know, because originally I was writing personal lines. And, you know, but, you know, you have to let people know that, hey, you know, the relationship's there, the core network is there, and that's great. Lou's a great guy, but can he take care of my insurance? You know what I mean? Yeah. Is he knowledgeable and does he have that factual basis to take care of my insurance? If something goes wrong, I want to make sure that my policies are correct. If I put in a claim, I want to make sure that it's going to be taken care of. You know, and that takes time. You know, it takes time. And so, again, it's not an overnight thing. So I would say, like, yeah, I mean, make sure that, you know, you give it time to kind of nurture it. So you're developing a relationship with somebody as, yes, you know, on a friend basis or acquaintance basis. But now it's different because now, you know, you're my client and I'm taking that to another level. You know, now I'm protecting your assets. I'm protecting your business, that sort of.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And there has to be that level of trust. And as you mentioned, knowledge and expertise on your end to know that, you know, you're going to protect your clients and offer the right coverage. And so thinking about that, because you mentioned being focused specifically more so on like the commercial lines right now, what do you think is the largest opportunity in the commercial space for agents and brokers when you think about the commercial lines specifically?
I mean, wow. I mean, there's so many different things going on with commercial right now. I'm obviously starting out, you know, we're a generalist, you know, we are trying to build revenue. So we do write a certain, you know, classes of business when they come in. But, you know, the transportation sector, I think, is huge. I think that that's a, you know, that's a sector there that I can see, you know, going some overhaul in the industry. I can also see the, you know, the security operations, security guard operations. I mean, you know, if we're talking about, you know, privatizing a lot of things that, and again, with my police background, privatizing a lot of things that the police used to do and passing that along to private security, you know, their operations are going to grow, which is going to grow their revenue. But a lot of things need to be put in place with that. You know, here in Maryland, I don't know 100%, but here in Maryland, I do know that security guard operations, they're looking to give security guards training, like, you know, 24 credits or whatever, because now there's none of that, you know what I mean? And the administration of that, how does that happen? And again, it's going to be over time. So, you know, those two industries right now, again, and those are industries that I have a backing in because my grandfather owned trucks. So, you know, I'm just kind of using what I know from personal life experience and, you know, and, you know, kind of going after those industries because, again, it's all about expertise. It's all about kind of, you know, knowing what you're talking about so that you can, you know, write the policies. But then again, I try to, you know, focus on small business owners as well. Guys that are starting out. I mean, I have certain clients and insureds that started out with one coffee shop, and then they've gone to two coffee shops, and now they're looking to, do a commercial kitchen and open up a third coffee shop. You know what I mean? So as I grow, they're growing, and I love that. So various industries. Yeah.
That's incredible. And I can really see the passion shine through, especially like you said, focused on small businesses, right? Because that really is the backbone of, our country, right? When you think about it, small businesses and really seeing them succeed. And obviously COVID has presented tons of challenges for small businesses, but it's still incredible to see the growth that's still occurring across, the economy with small businesses really leading the forefront of that. So it's awesome that that's, really where you're focused in. And so thinking about that, I mean, you think, someone sets out to start a small business, obviously they're probably the expert on where they're operating, whether it's a bakery or, a restaurant or whatever that might be. But then obviously insurance is probably one of the last things that really is top of mind for them. Sure. So then that, kind of makes me think, you want to make sure, and I've noticed this, with your on your LinkedIn mentioned tailoring your coverage and wanting your customers to have the right coverage.
Sure.
So what type of questions and assessments and sorts of things are you doing with your clients to really make sure that you're tailoring and offering that right coverage that they need?
Well, I mean, especially with clients that enter into contracts, I think it's incredibly important to look and see what their requirements are going to be and match those coverages to that. I mean, it's really important. I mean, the insurance will help you grow. And again, I mean, it's a financial tool that helps people grow their business. Not having the right insurance is, if I'm going for a contract, if I'm a general contractor and I'm going for a contract and I have the correct insurance in place to make sure that all the coverages are there. I'm adding my, my client as an additional insured. If I have all that insurance in place and everything's correct, and I can produce a certificate of insurance showing that, I'm going to beat out the guy that doesn't have all his ducks in a row. So again, getting that point across, getting the information is crucial to see where do you see your business in 6 months? What type of contracts you're going to be entering to? A lot of small businesses that I deal with, I mean, you'd be surprised that they don't even have their own contracts in place. They don't sign hold harmless agreements. And obviously we're not a legal firm and everything like that, but I want to stress the importance of making sure contracts are the contracts that you're entering into, are going to help you grow your business. So yes, I mean, getting the requirements that and then also too looking to see, what their exposures are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your growth and, where you see yourself, where do you see your business? And, as far as the insurance goes, again, tailoring coverage to their operations, no more, no less, And listen, if you need to hire someone, let's say that you're a sole proprietor or, it's just you right now. Let's say that you need to hire someone. Okay, let's start talking about, workers' compensation. And what does that look like, especially in the state that we're in Maryland? So, it's talking to people and just putting it out there. And that's how that relationship gets built too.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's incredible. And I think it really lends itself, to your value proposition, right? Like truly educating your clients. That's where, you provide that value. And then obviously, like you said, if they buy from you, awesome, right? That's what you want at the end of the day, but truly educating, and especially across such an interesting sector of, small business, where again, there might be that knowledge gap of where they don't truly understand. Maybe it's the requirements of their contract, or it's the requirements in the state in which they're operating. So all of that is super important and really, lends itself to the longevity too, right, of a business. Like most people, when you start a business, you have the goal of continue it as long as you possibly can. So that's what's truly going to protect the business. So I love that you do that. That's awesome. And then, switching gears just a little bit, thinking through the technology aspect of running an agency, what sort of technology have you found to be successful, help you to be successful in running your agency, and any recommendations you would offer?
Right. So, I did work at an agency that had a cyber loss. It was literally right, like during the pandemic. So I think it was like February, I guess the pandemic started in March. So this was in February and, you know, all the servers were in-house. Everything went down. We couldn't operate. We were relying on the carriers to do our servicing. It was terrible. And I saw that and I really wanted to move to a technology where everything is kind of web-based. With our agency management system, it's all backed up in the, you know, Amazon Web Services and that cloud and that, and embracing that technology, because everybody's on the web now, you know, having, huge servers in-house and everything, that's one way to do it. But I mean, that's a lot of money. That was just money and revenue that I was not prepared to put out and I couldn't put out. So, having a web-based solution for my agency was great. And also too, now we have offices, which is great because again, we're in here with Jones Securities LLC and Revere Tactical and 1351 Investigations. And, you know, we're all in a happy place, but I couldn't, afford the overhead. So I had to be remote. You know, so it's one thing that the pandemic did teach us was that we can work remote and we could be anywhere. And, I like that, the fact that like I can take my laptop to an insured's location, sit down with them, talk about their insurance face to face, and they can see everything that I'm seeing. Everything that I'm seeing. And then also, too, having insurers like Kateri that, is able to bind everything online. You're able to quote online in a certain way. And then again, I mean, I have an insured right now that I'm doing a quote with you guys. And, it's a general contractor and we're looking at his requirements and, making sure that kind of all fits in all those ducks in a row. So hopefully I didn't ramble there, but like, it's kind of, the tech is something that, we're still developing. I have a bunch of different ways in which we're going to expand technology. So I'm entering into partnerships with other online, companies that have the same philosophy as me. So I can deliver, solutions for, OSHA, compliance, legal, human resources. And I'm going to be pushing that information out because risk management is huge. And I think that, keeping claims down with risk management, and if I'm providing the technology, basically all you need to do is just have your policies with us. Provide that technology where the owner of the company can call in to an HR HR question. There's so many different pitfalls and things that could occur. Really having it industry specific, having that technology there to help you, Mr. Business Owner, and it helps me too as a business owner to have that at your fingertips is really important. And I think another thing too is combining the technology with our philosophy of, basically 24/7 service. Give my cell phone out to all my insureds. They can call me anytime. People thought like, you don't want to do that. You know what I mean? And it's like, I didn't want to do that because I was a police officer and we worked around the clock, that's kind of the philosophy I wanted to bring here. Hey, we're not we're kind of like a 24/7 agency where you can just pick up the phone and call the president of the company and say, I have this problem. How do we solve it? There's technology that never sleeps and there's, president of the company that never sleeps.
So. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's incredible. And it lends itself to really that, like you said, that level of service and expertise that you strive to provide to your clients. And, talking about the technology piece, I mean, that's what makes, Coterie, I think, the perfect technology for agents and brokers like yourself to really know that you can, have that 24/7 presence, but then have that, trust and confidence that you're tailoring the coverage and providing the right coverage for your clients. And again, that being able to take your laptop to their location and sit down with them and, have that consultation conversation. And so I think things like that are really what make, relationships like the one, that we've built with agents and brokers to really be a strong one that we, really, really are proud of, knowing that we have agents like you representing us. And and really focused on providing the right service and the coverage to your clients. So incredible that that's something that you focused on. So really, I want to just kind of leave the conversation with asking you any advice that you'd give, you know, someone maybe starting out, you know, in the insurance industry today, and they're kind of, you know, not sure which direction to go, or maybe look to your, you know, similar to your case, they're pivoting from another industry. What advice would you give?
Yeah, I mean, again, it all takes time, and don't focus on, you know, writing those policies. Oh, I got to generate revenue. You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. But you got to build the infrastructure. You got to get the systems in place that can kind of take you from A to B. And sometimes you don't know day to day or week to week or even month to month, you know, what the next day is going to look like when you get those commission reports at the end of the month. You know, I mean, they're going to be dipping, they're going to be, but, you know, again, if you're establishing yourself as somebody that can, that is knowledgeable and that is approachable, and, you know, you focus on the relationship, you know, you can, you know, it can really take off. But again, you got to have the infrastructure in place. So, I mean, what I did was, you know, I established all my relationships with my carriers first. It was the first thing that I did. Made sure that I can, if I have an insured that needs a policy, I have an insurance company that can go ahead and write that policy for them. Mm-hmm. So, and again, you know, it's, you know, having the technology with you guys is so crucial to be able to, you know, bind online. Sometimes by stepping underwriting, but, you know, if it's something that fits in the appetite, being able to bind it right there, you know, it saves everybody time. And I mean, aren't we trying to make this easy? I mean, I'm trying to make it easy. That's why I offer 24/7 service. That's why, you know, people can, you know, in my agency management system, we could just push documents out, and, you know, you don't need a password. You could just go, as long as you know your email address, you can download your ID card. You know, it's, you know, some of that stuff. So yeah, get systems in place. You got to get the systems in place first, and the infrastructure, just like anything, you know, building a house, you know, you get build the, you know, the foundation first, and kind of go from there. I mean, it's, you know, not all that simple. But, you know, it's the simplest way to put it. You know, it's like,
yeah, no, it's you're spot on for sure. And I think that's something that, you know, we strive to do along the way, is really help, you know, whether someone's new to the industry or they've been there a long time, really help establish that foundation, provide, again, educational resources to help not only our agents, but then they can also pass it along to their insurers and really help them, you know, get up to speed on the coverages. So love that that's your recommendation, and that's how you operate your business as well. With that, I want to leave it with giving you a chance. How can our audience, if they want to learn more about your business, more about your, and just get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I mean, I carry a work cell. It's 410-271-4852. You could literally text that number. It's an iPhone. So you can literally text that number, and, you know, we can communicate that way. You know, you can always email me, Lou@bluecoatinsurancegroup.com. You can go to our website, www.bluecoatinsurancegroup.com. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Although, you know, I need to get the Twitter up and running a little bit more. You know, I know it's a popular media, social media, but yeah, I mean, those are the different types of ways. And again, I mean, you know, this is something that somebody can just literally pick up the phone and call me and say, I have a, you know, commercial insurance question. I have this type of issue, you know, can you help? I mean, it's okay. Let's take some time to talk about it, you know, and, you know, that's the best way to do it, I think.
Yeah, agreed. Well, thank you. I think that's awesome to share your information with our audience, and just for sharing your expertise. I think it's great to have a unique perspective of, again, someone that's somewhat newer to the industry, but you've been able to really build this rapport and the relationships and establish yourself in the industry in a relatively short period of time. So that's incredible. So, and I want to thank you again for being a great partner of Coterie, and thanks for being on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for Coterie for, you know, for giving me my appointment. Again, establishing these relationships with the insurers was crucial. And Coterie was right there every step of the way at the beginning when we, you know, when I started out. So, and again, we're growing, and I just, you know, love the relationship.
100%. Thanks again, Lou.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance.
We will be hosting episodes with industry experts on a variety of trending topics this year and would really love for you to listen and subscribe.
Coterie Insurance is on a mission to simplify small business insurance for agents, brokers, and our partners. To learn more about Coterie Insurance and this episode, please visit our show notes below.